Okay, let's take a look now at this next is transposing the golden nuggets for the D chord. Okay, we're in the middle of page 4 now. The golden nugget number 2 that we've been using so far for an E and an A chord, when you apply it to the D chord, it sounds like this. And underneath, I'm going to give you 2 new golden nuggets, number 4 and 5. This is number 4D, number 5D. They work for the D chord. And it sounds like this. You've got the first one, we're at the fifth position here. Just that one measure. The next golden nugget is number 5D, works for a D chord. It's really the same notes, but just played as eighth notes. Now, I'm going to add them. If we look onto the next page, number 5, I'm going to add those new golden nuggets to where the D chord occurs in that song that we've been playing. In this case, the D chord is going to occur in the measures 5, 6, and then there's another D chord that's going to be occurring in measure 10. So here's what the final song is going to sound like. Here's an A golden nugget. Now here's the D golden nugget. I'm sorry. Now to the a golden nugget for an A chord. Golden nugget for an E chord. D. Little thing I did, that turnaround, we actually turned the turnaround into an ending by just going to an A7 chord rather than an E chord. A turnaround really only means you're going to turn everything around, in this case in the key of A, if you ended it on an E chord, because it wants to go back to the A. But in this case, I'm just going to end it with an A chord.